to the KRDO Newsline and visit with friend of the program, Jason Nathans, ABC News entertainment correspondent, live from Los Angeles. Good morning, Jason. There's some good stuff on the big screens and small screens this weekend. Let's begin with what's new to the theaters this weekend.
Sure. One of the new movies in theaters this weekend is Monkey Man. It stars Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire and a bunch of other stuff. It's also his directorial debut. He plays a guy named Kid who he basically fights every night in this underground fight club, and he gets beat up night after night. He wears a gorilla mask. That's where Monkey Man, the name Monkey Man, comes from. It's also based on a Hindu legend. And he is full of rage. He's out for revenge. He's been wronged in the past. He has a lot of trauma. He wants to avenge his family. And you'll find out why in the film, why exactly what's going on there. But he's out for revenge, and he's going to get it at all costs. So he's looking for that. His childhood trauma kind of boils over, and he is out going, you know, fighting and going against all these forces. This is a movie about class. This is a movie about revenge, set in India, by the way.
Wow.
It's about revenge. It's about class. It is East meets West filmmaking, at times flashy and violent, with a rocking soundtrack, but also spiritual and meditative. And for me, while it doesn't always stick the landing, I think it's an impressive debut from a first-time filmmaker who clearly has something to say.
And he was Pi, wasn't he? From Life of Pi?
I don't remember if he was in Pi or not.
I believe he was Pi, if I'm not mistaken. He was. He's one of my. You know, that movie is one of my favorites. By the way, the other one that's coming out is kind of a religious thriller. What's this one all about?
He was not in Life of Pi.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay, no. I don't know why. I thought he was. He was Pi. Anyway, the First Omen. That's the movie that's coming out this weekend too. Is this worth its weight in gold?
I didn't get a chance to see it, so I can't tell you if it is or not. But The First Omen is a new film, which is, I think, the sixth film in the kind of Omen series. This is a prequel. It's getting good reviews from critics, 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, and which is very good for a horror movie.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The small screen is also full of good stuff to watch, I believe, this weekend. What about this next Netflix film, Scoop?
Yeah, Scoop is a film that's about the 2019 interview with Prince Andrew that the BBC got right as the Jeffrey Epstein stuff was happening, and he had just been arrested, and there are all these questions about Prince Andrew's connection to him, their friendship, and what was going on there that he'd never really addressed, and the calls got louder and louder and louder for him to actually say something. So he decided he was going to do a sit-down interview with the BBC show Newsnight for an hour, and that kind of went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
And this is all about what happened there. How it's mostly about journalism, though. Yes, it's about Prince Andrew and the royal family and Epstein, but it's really about how it's based on the Sam McAllister, who is the booking producer. It's based on a book that she wrote,
okay.
And it's about how they book the interview and then what goes into the preparation behind the interview to make sure that you ask the right questions and get the stuff that you need when you only have a certain amount of time and you know you're never going to have another chance again. So really interesting, because a lot of these things, shows and movies about journalism, they don't always get it right. I think this one is a very interesting look behind the scenes at what exactly happened there.
And we got about a minute left. Say It Isn't So, the end of an era. Curb Your Enthusiasm is ending?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sunday will be the final episode. I mean, we've known that this is going to be the final season, so shouldn't be much of a surprise to people, but this is the final episode on Sunday after 12 seasons over 24 years that the show has been on. The Larry David comedy has been nominated for Best Comedy at the Emmys 10 times in those 12 seasons and could get a nomination for this last season as well, which would make it 11 out of 12, which is just a pretty amazing feat, and amazing, especially considering this was Larry David's next project after Seinfeld, which he co-created as well. So he went from, you know, one major hit to another major hit, which is very rare in this business.
Always fun talking to you. Have a great weekend, Jason. Thanks for the information.
You too. Take care.